Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tes Vav. We're holding right after the Mishnah, but to give everybody an opportunity for a quick chazara and a quick hagdama into the Gemara, let's learn the Mishnah once again. It's a very simple Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Dalet chaysamos hayu b'mikdash. You could get up to 4 tickets in the Mikdash. What do you mean a ticket? What happens if a person was bringing a carbon, and with his carbon he wanted to bring a minchas nesachim? As you all know, every carbon oila and every carbon shlomim had to be accompanied by a minchas nesachim. What is a minchas nesachim? The mincha part is flour. How much flour do you have to go and give? Well, it depends what you're bringing for a carbon. As we lay all the time in Yom Tov, as well as in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, Menchosim Neskeim Kimdubar, Shloisha Esroinim Lapar, Shnei Esroinim La'ayil, V'Yisorayim La'keves. So it depends on what animal you're bringing. Shloisha Esroinim, Shnei Esroinim, Yisorayim Echad. And then, besides the Mincha, in the Mincha you have to add Shemen, as well as you also have to pour out Nesachim libations of wine in the corner on the top of the Mizbech. What is the amount of the libations? Again, there's a difference between whether it's a par, an ayil, or a keves. Chatzi ahin yeh lapar, shlisha sahin la'ayil, or revia sahin la'keves yoyin. Gentlemen, please mute yourselves, because we hear some background noise. So there's a difference in terms of the nesachim, and the Torah says that they're exact same amount. In other words, the amount of shemen that you add to the flour of the mincha, Chatzia hin, shlisha sahin, revia sahin. Same thing as the amount of wine that you pour out on the mizbeach. Fine. So now a person could theoretically bring minchas esachim mi beso, but as you know, everything has to be done al taras hakodesh to make sure that everything was absolutely meticulously and scrupulously 100%. Many people, if not most, if not everybody, went and bought the minchas esachim in the Beis Hamikdash. So you didn't go to the counter and say, here's $100, please give me my minchas esachim. But rather, there were 2 stages. First, you went to the cashier and told him, this is what I want. And he said, fine, if that's what you want, here's a ticket, lemushal, for a par. You pay me $50, you give him the $50, he gives you the ticket. And then you take the ticket to another counter, that's the minchas esachim counter, or lishka. You hand over the ticket, and they give you what the ticket gives you. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Dalet chasamos hayu b'mikdash, there were 4 different types of tickets. The cost of a lane were written on them, egel representing a calf, or a par from the par family. And then you had zochar is also dichar, as we'll see in a moment, another term for an ayil. Then gedi is referring to a keves, but not only a keves, but also to izim. And a choyte is referring to a metzayra. Now, metzayra is a very special category. It's special because the metzayra brings, everybody knows at metzayra, when he's finishing off his tahara, he brings 3 korbanos. He brings 1 kizba for a chatas, and then 2 kvasim, 1 keves for an osham, that's the asham metzayra, and then 1 osham for an oila. That's if he is a metzayra osher. If he's a Metzora Oni, then instead of bringing the keves for an oile and the kivs for a chatas, he brings 2 oifes for an oiles oif and a chatas oif. Fine. What's the nafkimina? The nafkimina is, besides the behemoths, it's a nafkimina also the galen minchas esachim. You don't bring a minchas esachim with oifes, you only have minchas esachim with behemoths. And Metzoyra is very, very special, that there is the only case by Metzoyra that on a chatas of the Metzoyra, as well as the Oshim of the Metzoyra, you have to go and add Nisachim. So therefore, the Metzoyra had to bring 3 separate Nisachim. One of the Nisachim was for his Oila, like everybody who brings an Oila has to bring Minchas Nisachim. Another one was for his chatas, another one was for his asham, and since they are all 3 of the keves family, 2 kvasim and 1 kivsa, it's 3 times the amount that you would normally bring for a keves, which means for every keves it's usually 1 isorain and 3 loygin, three lugin. Here he has to bring three esroidim for the three animals, and three times three lugin, or nine lugim altogether. In addition to that, a metzoyer has to have loig echad shaman that they put on the tenucha oizen and on the behinois. So therefore, altogether, he had to have 10 separate lugin. And that's what the choyte was. Choyte means that the metzoyer, who is now bringing his three kabanois, he has to buy a ticket which will entitle him to three separate esroidim for the three kabanas and 10 lugin for the three kabanas plus the loig echad shaman. For those of you that just came in, we're on Yud Dalid Amid Beis, second line of the Mishnah towards the bottom. This is the Tanakh. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai disagrees on 2 points. First of all, he says instead of four tickets, hey, hoyo, there were five tickets. The reason there were five, as we'll see on the next line, one for Metzoira Oshir, like we had until now, and then for Metzoira Oni, for the one that's bringing the two Oifis, we'll see. And Varnamas Kosovalein, another difference was it wasn't written in Hebrew in Lashon Kodesh, it was written in Aramaic. What was written? Egel Dechar, Gedi, Choyte Dal, Vechoyte Oshir. Now, although the Lashon of the Mishnah, all of these Lashonis are in Lashon Kodesh, with the exception of Dechar, Dechar being the equivalent of Zohar or the Ayil, but apparently the other words were also written in an Aramaic form, even though our Mishnah doesn't really go into the details. Okay, so according to Ben Azai, four out of the five are the same. The Egel is the Par, the Dechar is the Ayil, the Gedi is referring to the Kvosim and the Izim, Choyte Dal, the Choyte Osher. Choyte Osher we discussed already in detail. The Choyte Dal is the one that's bringing the two Oifois together with the Keves LaOsham. So therefore, since it's only one Keves, he only needs the normal amount that you need for a Keves, which would be one Isaroin and three Lugin. The obvious question is, then, Oibazoi, what do I have to have a separate ticket for that? Let him just use the Gedi ticket. And the answer is, as we'll see in the Gemara, because he got, like we said before, not only the three Lugin, he also has to add one more Loig Echad Shaman. I left out that we keep on talking about three Lugin. It's because Chatzi Ahin, Shlisha Sahin, Uraviya Sahin, a Hin has in it 12 Lugin, so Chatzi Ahin has 6. A Shlisha Sahin has 4, and Raviya Sahin has 3 Lugin. So therefore, the Metzoyer Dal brings 3 Lugin for his carbon, plus 1 Loik Echad Shaman for the Tenuch Oizen and for the Bahinas. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Egel Mishamishim Niske, Bokar Gdoil Mukhtanim, Scharmun Akeis. When it comes to the Egel, it makes no difference what the age of the par. No difference as to the gender of the par. Anytime you're bringing a par for a korban, whether it's older, younger, male or female, it's the same price and the same ticket. The gedi covered all kvasim, all kvasois, all izim, as well as in the keva form of izim. The only one that it didn't cover was the ayil, because that the Torah says that once the keves graduates, it's already more than a year old, it becomes an ayil. There is a 1 month period in between where it's called a pilgus, but putting that aside, the keves is the younger one, and therefore it only requires the three lugin. Masha Enkein, the Gabi the Isle requires 4 lugin, as well as the Gabi the Mincha aspect, it only requires 1 isorin, and the Isle requires 2 isorin. Isle, Mishamishim Niski Elim, Vilvot, as we just said, Isle is only for the older Keves, and that's the only exception. Otherwise, all Kvasim of all sizes, shapes, genders, etc., all fall in the first category of the Gedi. That's what we explained before, that a Metzoyer has to bring 3 behemoths, a Metzoyer Oshir, and so therefore the ticket covers the Minchas Esachim for all 3, as well as for the Loig Echad Shaman. So you're coming into the Beis Mikdash, you want to bring your carbon, you brought along your behema, but you want to purchase the Minchas HaSachim in the Beis Mikdash. So you go to Yoichanan, who is in charge of the Chesamois of the tickets. Venoyis, of course, you tell him what you'd like, and he says, oh, you want to bring a par? So here's a ticket for an Egel, and you have to pay me kach v'kach. And he gives him the money, and he gives him the ticket. Now he goes to the other counter, the other lishka, where Achya is. The noise, he says, here's the ticket. And then he gets the nesachim from him. At night, they always do an accounting, where Yoichanan comes with the money, Achya comes with the tickets. Achya says to Yoichanan, here, throughout the day, you got 50 tickets. The average amount for each ticket was $100. 50 times 100 is 5,000. Do you have $5,000 for me? And if he has them, he gives him the $5,000. In Bachsu, what happens if there's only $4,800 or $4,900? So there's money missing, which means that Yoichanan either didn't do a good cheshbon, or that Yoichanan lost some of the money, or somebody stole the money, or whatever. Yoichanan has a personal liability over here. If he's not able to go and produce the money, he has to take it out from his own bank account. What happens if Yoichanan gives him $5,100, and they're only chaysabas of $5,000? Whatever extra money goes is for Hegdish. So Yoichanan doesn't benefit. She had Hegdish al Yoichanan, like we saw by the supply contracts. The Beis Hamikdash's hand is always has the upper hand in all negotiations and all transactions. Finally, Misha Obed Chesama, what happens if a person lost his ticket? And Nebuch, he feels bad, he paid money, he lost his ticket. So he goes over to the ticket counter, and he goes over to the Nesachim counter, and they say, sir, sorry, we can't give you. Mamtina lo yad erev. Wait until tonight, and let's see what happens. So now at night, then they do their accounting again, and they say, hey, guess what? There were only 49 tickets, but there's $5,000. So obviously, there's too much money, and there's one ticket less than is accounted for. Then, if we find the differential is one ticket, then we're going to go and give him. We'll believe him. We'll give him his nesachim. The imlav, however, if we don't find it, in other words, exactly the amount of money, exactly the amount of tickets, we didn't give it to him. Says the Mishnah, because there might be tricksters to go and avoid chas v'sholem, any type of Ramon, we would always write the date on the ticket itself. At the moment, it's just the day of the week, like Sunday or Monday. But in Yirat Hashem, as we'll see in the Gemara, we gave a more substantial date, because we're afraid that this Rama is going to go and bring in this ticket tomorrow or a week from now, and he's going to say, hey, here's my ticket, give me my nesachim, and he'll cause trouble. We'll see Mitchum right anymore. Okay, we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Remember, there was Machloikas Tanakama and Ben Azai. All Ben Azai added to the Tanakama was, besides the Aramaic, he said that there was a fifth ticket. Frey Timara, Ube Ben Azai, Choyte Dal Lama Hoya Mevi, or Lama, according to Ben Azai, why do you have to have a fifth ticket? Since we said before that the Choyte Dal is bringing one behemoth instead of three behemoths, and that one behemoth is a keves, well, the keves, we already have the gedi. If we have the gedi, so that already covers it. What do you have to have a fifth ticket for? Everything Gemara, because hoyemevi lugoi imai. When he bought the ticket, he would pay for not just three lugin for a keves, but four lugin, because he has to bring the extra loig echad shaman for the Tanucha Oizen and for the Bahinas. So therefore, this represented something different than the Gdi. Gdi was only three Esroinim and one, start again. A Gdi had one Isaren and three Lugin, and here by giving the special ticket for the Choyte Dal, he got the one Isaren and four Lugin. Extra Loig, because of the Loig Echad Shaman. What about Biram Kirabanan? What about the Rabbanan? What do they hold? Maybe Gedi. Just go and buy a Gedi ticket and bring from home an additional Loig Shaman, and then you'll have four altogether. what's the reason why we're assuming like the Rabbanan that here he's going to bring one with him? Because since he is a Mitzvah Gadol, he's going to try to cut down on expense as much as possible. So if he needs to go and buy Nisachim, no Gizintahait, but if he can go and save a couple of bucks and bring with him one leg, he'll probably do that. Mashenke in the Mitzoyra Oshir, anyway, he has to go and bring three behemoths and 10 lugin, so he's going to bring everything together as a package deal.
Did the Mitzora, when Mitzora brought his, purification on his earlobes and thumbs, was that the same day he brought his korbanos, or wasn't that at a different time?
No, same day.
Same day, okay.
Look at Parshas Mitzora. Parshas Mitzora, he brings the three korbanos with the Loik Shaman, and he puts on the behindus and on the Tanucha Oizen. Okay, getting back to the Gemara. Zokti Gemara. Okay, Gedi. We're four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Gedi. Niske Rochel Ma. Oh, I'm sorry. The Gedi goes together. Param Kirabanan may be Gedi. According to Rabbanan, you don't have to have a special fifth ticket. He just brings a Gedi ticket and he brings the extra loig mi besai. Okay, Nushai. Niske Rochel Ma Min Ma. What's the din by the Niske Rochel? The Rochel is referring to a lamb which is now the same age or the same counterpart as the isle. Remember, when it comes to the males, we have a keves and we have an isle. The keves, as we know, is the younger one. It's up to 1 year old. And the isle is over a year old. And the difference, as we said, that by the keves you only have one isaroin and three lugin. By the isle you have two isaroinim and you have four lugin. Good. What happens now if I have a kivsa? A kivsa has the exact same din as the keves. Exact same din. Also, if you're bringing a kivsa, normally a kivsa is for a chatas. A regular chatas does not have minchas nesachim. As we started off the Mishnah, anytime you brought an oilu or a shlomim, you had to bring minchas nesachim. Your standard chatas did not have a minchas nesachim, nor did your osham. The only exception was a metzayra. A metzayra, when he brought his chatas and osham, he did add a minchas nesachim. What's the difference? Manishtana. So the Gemara in Masechta Soitan Daf Tezvov says, because we don't want a person to bring a korban chatzos when he did a major sin bishogeg, and bring a korban muhudar where he goes and tells everybody, oh, I'm a groisa knacker, look at my beautiful korban. Besides the korban, I brought this minchas nesachim, they poured the wine and the minchata. He really feels like $1 million. And he shouldn't. Because after all, he did a chait. It was a chait b'shogeg. But he did a chait. And therefore, that's why he doesn't bring the minchas nesachim, either for the oshem or for the chatas. However, a person who's a mitzoira, he's already had a tikkun for his chait by the fact that he had the leprosy for the last month, year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it was. And so therefore, the chait already had a kapara as a result of the negatzeras. The only reason why he's bringing his korbanos now is to be matir him, to permit him now to go and bring and eat kochim. So that being the case, that's the reason why he does bring a minchas nesachim. So that chatas, which is a kizba, requires the same shiur as the keves. The question now is, well, what's mit a rochel? Rochel is the female equivalent of the isle. In other words, it's now in its second year. Question is, does this have the same din as the kivsa, which would be like a keves, or the same din as an isle, which would be, of course, more? And that's the Gemara Shaila. Niski Rochel Ma. How much do you have to give for the Niski Rochel? Says the Gemara, well, we can be poshed our shayla from our Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says that Gedi is Meshamish across the board for all tzoyin, gedoylim uktanim, zecharim nekevis, with the exception, said the Mishnah, chutz minhu ayil. Ayil, the male ram, is the only exception. But otherwise, all nechsei tzoyin, the gdoilim and the ktanim, zecharim and the nekevois, that would include the rochel, So Rochel has the same din as the others, as a keves, and you only bring the one isorim and three lugim. Hadar Amri is a raya, then this ki Rochel in the sukti. Sukti Mo, I'll bring you another raya. This raya is not from the Mishnah, a raya from the Pasuk, the Chsif. Shtein Pasuk, kochi yei osa l'shoro echad, oi l'ayil hu echad, oi l'ase bakvosim, oi v'izim. Now mind you, the psukim right before that described in great detail what the minchas nesachim was for the shor, for the ayil, and for the seh. This pasuk, therefore, is just kind of a nice summary. Kochi also, this is what you should do for all of the foregoing animals that we just enumerated. But generally, Chazal don't like just summaries, and they feel that each pasuk or each word in the pasuk must come for a drash. They presumably had a Masoida from Moshe Rabbeinu that you have drashes for each one of the words. And therefore, we darsh l'shoro echad lomenema, magich l'chilek bein nechse egel l'nechse shor, that there is no difference between an egel like a shoro ben yoimai koru shor. In fact, we learned, as you know, on Yontif, shor oy chesev oy eis ki yivoleit. A shor is only after it becomes big and a big ox. No. A shor ben yoy may kori shor. So I would have thought perhaps, logic would tell you, that an egel has a smaller shir of nesachim than a shor. Why would I say that? Shor yibidin. Ben atzoyim toim nesachim, ben abakar toim nesachim. Both the young keves requires nesachim, as well as the young egel requires nesachim. Im atzonu shechilek ben nechsei, bein niske keves leniske ayil. Just like the Torah makes a distinction in the sheep family between the keves and the ayil, l'choyra I should say l'kach nachlek bein niske egel niske shor. Tam aloyim erkochi yosu l'shoro echad comes to tell you magish l'chilek bein niske egel leniske shor. Shor, regardless of the age, same halacha always applies in terms of the amount of minchas esach. But let's continue on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Oilu ayil lomenema." Why does it say ayil? Show you b'din. In b'tana shechilik ben niske ben shon leniske ben shnosayim. Since the Torah is mechalik between the young lamb and the older ram, v'kach nachlik ben niske shnosayim leniske sholish. Maybe we should make a distinction also between the ayil and the older ayil, which is now 3 years older into the third year. Tamaloyim oil ayil echad, to go and tell you across the board, it's always the same by an ayil, 2 years old, 3 years old, 10 years old. Once you leave the keves pilgos age and you go into ayil, it remains the same. Now the pasuk continues on, oily seh bakvasim. Lomali, what do I need that for? Show you b'dinim atzano shechilik bein niske keves leniske ayil. Just like we made a chilik between the males of the keves, the young lamb, and the ayil, the ram, v'kach nachlik b'niske kizba l'niske racha, which make a chilik between the young female kesev, female lamb, and the older female. One of them is the ewe, perhaps both of them are called the ewe, E-W-E, that is the female version. So maybe we should make such a distinction. Tamaloyim o'ila sebak fosim, that you go across the board, they're all the same. So this is again answering our original shayla, that if you have a rochel, that the amount of nesachim is exactly the same as that of the kizba. Oy beizim lomeli, why does it say lomenim? Why does it say beizim? Show you b'din. Imatana shechirik bein niske keves l'niske ayil. L'kach nachlik bein niske gdi l'niske tayish. Maybe we should make a chilik between a kid goat and an older goat, just like you make a chilik between the keves and the ayil. Tamalim oy beizim. Hikish katan shem beizim l'kodesh l'mitzayoshim. To go and tell you the youngest of the goats to the oldest of the goats, ma'zevish loishis lugin. It's always the same. Three lugin makes no difference. The age by the goats. And that's why the Gdi in the Mishnah covers not only the kvasim, it also covers the izim. Finally, at the end of the Mishnah, we said to make sure, or at least to disincentivize Ramoin, they wrote the day on the goyrel, not on the goyrel, on the ticket. So, Timur Haga Be'atzmacha, Sheziig. What does that help that you're going to write on the ticket Sunday, right? You had a person in the Beis Hamikdash on Sunday. He was walking in the Azara and he sees on the floor a ticket and he says, aha, this is my opportunity. And he takes that ticket and instead of asking anybody is missing a ticket, he puts it in his pocket, and he says to himself, you know what? Because I don't want people to suspect me, and if I'm going to go and say, I'm going to come to the cashier, maybe the one that lost the ticket is going to be standing there, and he's going to say, hey, you didn't pay for a ticket, give that to me, you stole it from me, you found it, why don't you give it back? So when they are among, we wrote on it Sunday. So how does that help you? After all, every single week of the year has a Sunday. So he'll leave the Beis Hamikdash today, and he'll come back next Sunday, and he's going to show his ticket, and nobody will challenge him on the ticket, because nobody lost a ticket that day. Or if he wants to be super careful, he'll wait 2 Sundays. But the point is, Sunday is not enough of a simon that this person is not a Ramai. Says he might have an idea. Shem Mishmar Hayikosbal. They also wrote down the Mishmar of that week. As you know, there were 24 Mishmaris. For instance, Mishmar Yedaya. So they wrote right on the ticket, Sunday Yedaya. Freitimor, but that doesn't help you. Hagibatzucha Shazik Oisea Mishmar. What he's going to do is going to wait 6 months until the next rotation of the same Yedaya. It'll be Sunday. He'll bring it in. After all, the Ramai will put it aside. Evdimor, you're right. They wrote much more on the ticket than our Mishnah suggested. Besides the Shem Hayoim, they put Shem Hayoim in the Shem Shabbos, the Shem Chodesh, and the Gemara doesn't repeat it, but presumably the Shem Mishmar again. It's not that it's impossible, but it's going to make things much more difficult, because it's going to go and say the Sunday of the following Shabbos. The Shabbos would either go and tell you Parsha Shmini, or Parsha Achrimos, or something like that. Or Shabbos also could mean the Shabbos of the month. Every typical month has 4 Shabbosim, 4 weeks. Of course, sometimes you have 5 Shabbosim if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, but typically you have 4. So he'll say that this was the Sunday of the 3rd week in the month, and Chodesh Hayu, which month it was. It was Chodesh Nisan or Chodesh Iyar. Hayikosav Aleihem was written on that, and therefore, and presumably also the Shem Mishmar, so that to come out with the exact same Mishmar, the Sunday of the 3rd Shabbos of the of Nisan or Iyar, etc., that was for the Roitz Lezayik, Ein Motzi. Not that it's impossible, but that's already going to go and stretch it. The next time this might happen might be in 5 years from now, 7 years from now, just like Erev Pesach, Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, it often doesn't happen for 20 years or whatever. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Shtei l'shachas hayim b'mikdash. There was 2 special offices, chambers in the Mikdash. Achas lishkas chashoin. One was called the lishkas chashoin. As we'll see in a moment, this was used for tzedakah purposes. The achas lishkas hakelim, and this was a lishka where you donated your kelim. So we start. Lishkas chashoin. Yerei chet, noisin l'toicha b'chashoi, v'aniyim b'nei toiv mispanesem y'toicha b'chashoi. As we know, one of the highest forms of tzedakah is what we call matan besesa. Matan besesa means that the person who's giving the money doesn't know who the recipient is, and the recipient doesn't know who the giver, the donor, is. And that's what they did over here. Yirei Chet, those people that really want to be mekayim the inyan of matan besesa, they went and put quietly, silently, money into this lishka, and the aniyim b'nei toivim, the aniyim afterwards who needed parnasa, they would come by this lishka, and nobody saw them, and they took b'chashoy, they took out some of the funds for themselves. What was the lishka sakelim for? Kol mishehu misnadav kli, whoever wanted to go and give a kli for the bedek habayis, what did he do? Zorka l'toicha, he inserted it, he threw it into that lishka. V'achas loshim yom, every 30 days, the gizbor and poischen oisa, the gizbor would open up that lishka. V'chol kli shemotzei boy, tzoyrech lebedek habayis, if the bedek habayis needed that kli for whatever purpose, manichan oisa, they used it, right? The Bedek HaBayis people needed new fountain pens from time to time. So somebody donated a fountain pen, so they used it. Vashar, what about all of those kelim that they didn't need? If they got, in a particular month, 12 new tables, what are they going to do with all these tables? They got 50 new chairs, what are they going to do? Vashar nimkarim, they would go and sell them. And of course the money would then fall into the coffers of the Bedek HaBayis, because that was the intention of the donation in the first place for the Bedek HaBayis. So if you can use it, you use it. If not, you go and sell it and use the money. Okay, now since we spoke about in the Mishnah, the Lishkas Chashoin, and the Inyan of Matan B'Seser, For the first Shtikl Gemara now, we're going to have lots of discussion about the virtues of giving matan b'seser and how you're supposed to do it. So the Gemara, Reb Yanka bar Idi bar Yitzchak bar Nachman havin parnesim. Parnesim means that they were the gaboi tzedakah. They were gaboi tzedakah in the form of, number one, they presumably donated their own funds, but they also collected from others. But as opposed to your normal gaboi tzedakah that afterwards gives the money to the ani directly, here there was a middleman. They would give the funds to Reb Chama, avoy to Reb Yoshia, who was the father of Reb Yoshia. They would give him, for instance, a dinner. The dinner, of course, is a coin. He would give it to others. The word chun is like the word acherim. He would give the money to others. So Reb Yanka bar Idi, Reb Yitzchak bar Nachman, they didn't personally give the funds to the chornin, to those aniyim that needed it, but rather Reb Chama was one that dispensed the funds. So Reb Chama knew who was receiving it, he didn't know who gave the money, and Reb Yanka bar Idi, Reb Yitzchak bar Nachman knew who gave the money, but they didn't know who was receiving it. So as a result, it was a pretty good matan b'seser type of operation. We have a similar Gemara, Reb Zecharia Chassid Reb Levi. Reb Zecharia was the son-in-law of Reb Levi. People would go and be malas. Malas means they would gossip about him. Amr, they would say, we see that all the time he is collecting funds. Baruch Hashem, he's got plenty of money. He doesn't need to go and collect funds. So they all thought that he is a phony collector of money. However, min d'damach, when he passed away, Badkin, then they investigated and inspected. They found out that all the money that he collected was not for himself. He was just a gabay tzedakah to go and distribute the funds for others. The word mitzvah over him means tzedakah. He would go and distribute all the tzedakah at night when it was quiet. Nobody would see who was giving the money, etc. One time he was going at night, one of the heads of the evil demons, the Ruchais Rois, met him. And he said, Omalein, he said to him, Loikein Alfan Rebbe, Rebbe, isn't this what we learned? Shaitan possibly Sasi Gavul Re'acha, the Gavul of the regular Bnei Adam is during the day, and for us, Ruchais Rois, our gvul is at night. That's when we're in charge. Why are you trespassing on our time period, on our night? This is now ours. Amalei told him back, don't you know it says in the pasuk, mat b'seser chapa'af. Person gives mat b'seser that conquers, that vanquishes any af chas v'shalom, any anger. And so therefore, my role of giving out tzedakah is much more important than your role of being ruchais rois. Once he told that to the head of the rabbi, the head of the Ruchais Rois, have a mistafi minei, he was now afraid. Every time he saw Reb Chinna bar Papa, he was afraid of him. V'orek min koimi. And if he saw him walking in the street at night, he would go macha pleita, he would run away. He didn't want to get even close to him because of this matan b'seser chapa af. Reb Yoina, the pasuk doesn't say ashrei noisin ladol ein ksivkat. Doesn't say ashrei meritorious is the one that gives to the dog. El ashrei maskil el dog. What means maskil? Seshu mistakel b'mitzvah heichla soisa. This is a person who makes an ingenious way of giving tzedakah so that the oni will not be embarrassed. What does he do? Keitzer haya Reb Yoina oisa. This is the same Reb Yoina. What would he do? Kshayi roya oni ben toivim. Oni ben toivim means a person who's not a professional oni. He was at one time a person of great means, and probably himself was a grace about tzedakah. But unfortunately, as we know, when it comes to money, money is called the galgal hachoizer. One day, Yankel is rich and Beryl is poor, and the next day, things are reversed. You never know, a Kodesh Baruch was in charge of Parnassah, and so therefore he was originally a ben toivim, he was a person of means, and unfortunately, he went down. Shiar ben chasad. So Rabbi Yoina would go over to him and say to Bni, my son, Bishul Shemati, I heard about you some very good news. Shenaflecha Yerushim imakam acher, that they're sending over by Pony Express an estate, a distribution for you. It's coming all the way from Australia. I know it's going to take a month or two until it gets here, and you need the money in the meantime. You know what? Toilu v'ad pareya. I'm going to go and give you a short loan, so that when the estate comes in and you get your money, you'll be able to go and pay me back. So of course the ani said, oh, that's so nice of you giving me this loan. Oh, shkoyach. Min dehavin nosiv. After he gave him the loan, and after the ani accepted it, then short time thereafter, Hava Omale, he would tell him, you know, why don't you just keep it? Matani Lucha, you don't have to give it back to me, it's fine. Baruch Hashem, I have enough, it's all yours. So in this fashion, he didn't embarrass the ani. He gave him initially a loan, and then he waived the loan by making it into a full-fledged present. Chiya Bar Abba is Hava Sovin B'yoymenen. So Gemara tells us about Chiya Bar Abba that he, Bar Abba, said that we had seven. Seven from Lashon Saba. Saba means we had some older individuals b'yomeinon in our times, in our communities. Mandavi Yehov Lahoin mi'ben Reish Shata. The same Rabba have a Nazbin. Anybody that gave them funds between Reish Shata Rosh Hashanah, the Tzum Rabba until Yom Kippur, have Nazbin. They would take those funds. They would accept it. Min Basa came, but once it hit Yom Kippur, after that, they have a Nazbin. They didn't take any more money. Why? Amr, they would say, Dishatan Gabon. The money that we were entitled to for this year, we have already received. What is this all about? So the Takan Charetin brings from another Gemara, where the Gemara says that Kol Mezainoisev Shal Odom Kitzuvim Mei Rosh Hashanah Ve'ad Yom Kippurim. A person's income for the year is decided between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and so therefore, from year to year, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, that's kind of the final days of the year. And we think of Rosh Hashanah as being the first of the year. But for purposes of income and paying taxes, anything having to do with business, you get an extension, an automatic extension until Yom Kippur. So therefore, it's now Rosh Hashanah. These Sabin, these elderly individuals, unfortunately, they added up all of their social security benefits and all of the almost non-existent interest that they got in their bank, and therefore they added it all together, and now it's Rosh Hashanah time. They just didn't have enough money to make it for the end of the year. So those last few days, they would still collect funds to make up for any shortfall. However, once we hit Yom Kippur, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been code save. He has set and established the amount that they're going to receive for the forthcoming year. So they say, well, I don't want to go and take tzedakah now. That's going to cut into whatever income I'm entitled to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let me start off after Yom Kippur on a brand new slate, a brand new page in my balance sheets. And whatever income I get from doing a job here, getting a loan here, getting this or that, blah, blah, I'll add it all up together. And if at the end of the year I don't have enough money, next year, Mi'at Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, Tzul Yom Kippur, I'll collect it that time. But in the meantime, first let me go and try to get from my own Yigia Kapayim, Kisochel, Ashrech, B'toivlach, maybe I can get some job here or there. And then if Chas V'Shalom I have a shortfall, then I worry about it later on. Says Yimor Nechemia Ish Sichin. We had already a couple of people that were digging out Sichin. We had Rem Nechunya, and we also had the Chosid Echad. Now we have Nechemia, that his job was, if you will, to go and dig out ditches. Pogba Yishami Echad, when Yishami met him, Omale Zechei Imi Chodotane Golta. He said to him, you know what? I'm a little bit short on funds. Maybe you can go and give me funds to help me out in buying a Tane Golis, to go and buy a chicken. A hen. Omalei, he said to him, you know, a hen is quite expensive. You don't need all a hen at one time. Hei lecha tumisei dekupit. I'm going to give you enough money to go and buy a slice of beef or of lamb. Of course, beef or lamb are more expensive than chicken. However, apparently it was cheaper than buying an entire hen or an entire rooster. And he says, therefore, why do we have to go and give you so much money for a new chicken? You're hungry now. I'll give you enough money for this meal, for dinner, for a piece of roast beef, and Mechem tomorrow. If you still need more money, come back to me. V'zavin kupid itaka bought this kupid, v'achal and he ate it, umis, and this oni, unfortunately, this Yerushalmi, ate it and he died. Why did he die? Presumably because he wasn't used to going and eating beef. He was only used to eating chicken. And therefore, this was not a normal diet, and he couldn't stomach it. Never he died. So now, Nechemia said about himself, look what I did. I unintentionally caused the death of this ani, and so therefore he said about himself, let's go and be masbid laharugai, the victim of Nehemiah. We have a similar story. This is a very famous story. It's famous not so much from Yerushalmi and Shkolim, but this is brought also Masechtas Tanis with a slightly different words, etc., but the general story is the same. Nochem Ish Gamzu, the famous Nochem Ish Gamzu, that he was famous for saying Gamzu Latoiva. He was bringing a present to his shver, to his father-in-law. En route, Poga by Mukashchen, he met a Mukashchen Echad, who apparently was an Oni, and Omalei Zachei Imi Mimad Iskabach. Can you go and share with me some of the things that you have? In other words, I see that you have a donkey laden with presents and foods and this and that. Can you give me a little bit? Omalei, so Nochem Ish Gamzu said, listen, I'm going to my Shver. Mechzer, on the way back. In other words, when I turn around, Emet Hashem, I'll be happy to go and share with you. Chazar, so when he's leaving his Shver, he's now going back to the same route where he came from. Chazi Ashchei missed that Nebuch, that Oni that had asked him for money, Nebuch was lying there in the street. He was dead. They have a Omer Kibble. So Nochem Ish Gamzu was beside himself. He stood there in front of the mess and he said, Einai de Chaminach, my eyes that saw you. The word Chaminach is from the, we say, Kol Chamira v'chamia, Te'ike b'shusi, de chazite, de loy chazite, de chamite u de loy chamite. Chamite means to see. So Einai de Chaminach, my eyes that saw you. V'loy, on the side it says, V'loy yahavin lach, and didn't give you money, yistamyon, they should chas v'sholem become blind. Yodidloy pashtan, my arms that I didn't stretch out, miyitin lach, to go and give you funds, yiskatan, they should be amputated. Reglai, my legs, d'loy ra'atan, that didn't run, l'meisin lach, to go and run and give you food and give you money, yitbran, they should be broken. U'matzikein, and unfortunately, all of these things were mekuyam to Nochem Ish Gamzu. So Nochem Ish Gamzu was now Nebuch a chola at home, totally blind, amputated at the arms, broken legs. So Reb Kiva came to visit him. Omalei, oi li shani roya oischa bekach. Oi, woe is it to me that I see you in this form? Omalei, so Nochem Ish Gamzu responded, Reb Kiva, oi li she'en ani roya oischa bekach. Woe is to me that I don't see you in the same form. In other words, he was saying, Rabbi Kiva, in a sense, you deserve to be in the same form that I am. When Rabbi Kiva heard that, Amalei, Ma'at Mekalani, are you Chas Hashem cursing me that I should also have the same fate as you? Amalei, Ma'at Mevayit B'Yisurin, why are you going and saying, Oili Shni Roi Oischa B'Kach? Don't you realize that when a person incurs Yisurim Ba'olam Hazeh, that's menakehim from his avoinos, so that La'osad Lovay, after 120, he goes straight to Gan Eden because he's suffered so much pain in this world. So now the Gemara tells us a couple of very fascinating stories involving blind people. Rabboishia Rabba have a Rabbe Debrei Chad Sagi Nehoire. Rabboishia Rabba had hired for his son a Malamed, and that Malamed, unfortunately, was a Sagi Nehoire, was a Suma, was blind. And Rabbi Yishia Rabba wanted to give Chizuk to this Malamed, Bav Yalef Achoil Ime B'chol Yoim. He had a minig that he would go and eat lunch with him, or eat dinner with him every single day with this Malamed, to go and, you know, Mechazikim. Chazman, one time, Avli Orchin, Rabbi Yishia Rabba had guests, V'leimot Mechol Ime. And he wasn't able to go and eat together with this Malamed that he ate with every single day. But Amshem, in the evening, Sodek Gave, he went and approached him. And Omalei told him, Yichis Marielai, please don't get upset with me that I didn't come for lunch. Begin to have the Orchin Yoy Medenis, because I had guests today. The Amris, that I said to myself, the Lelevazi Biyakra Demori Yoy Medenis. I felt for you, and I thought that if I'm going to bring in those Orchim to eat together with us, you would be embarrassed, because after all, the Malamed was blind, and he would be embarrassed with his disability, and therefore I figured, I don't want to, Chas v'Shalom, cause you any shame or embarrassment, and that's why, begin chayn, because of that, le'achas im mori yemedein, I didn't eat together with you today, lunch. The Malamed was so thankful and so appreciative, omalei, at the piyasta, you were mafayis, you appeased Lamandim is chami v'lechami, to the person that can be seen but cannot see. In other words, me, the blind person. Dein of the chami, dein the chami v'lemis chamayim, the person or the one that sees and cannot be seen. This is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This summa could be seen but cannot see. Rabbi Yishlom can see but cannot be seen. He yekabel piyuscha, he should mekabel any of your tefillahs that you're asking for appeasement for rachmem. Kadosh Baruch Hu mekabel your tefillahs. Now, Rabbi Yishya Rabba was so impressed with that bracha that he gave him, Amalei Hadom Inalach. Where did you ever hear such a text of such a beautiful bracha that you gave me? That I, the blind person, Chas V'Shalom, who cannot see, but I can be seen, I'm giving you a bracha that the one that can see and cannot be seen, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, should always accept your tefillahs. Where did you get that beautiful blessing? Amalei, he said, I learned it from the famous story of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. There was never a blind person that came to the city of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He also led Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'ramine. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov wanted to go and make a good appeal for funds on behalf of this poor person. So what did he do? He had him sit on a higher level than he himself, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sat down below and he gave a seat on the podium, if you will, on the platform, to this blind individual. The Yemen, he did this especially, consciously. The Yemen, the people should say, "Diluli dehav barnasha rab." If it wasn't that this is a choshev eid, like Yosef later, Blazman Yaakov l'raminei, Blazman Yaakov would not demote himself to go and sit down below. It must be the Blazman Yaakov. We know the Blazman Yaakov is himself a tremendous talmid chacham, because the Gemara says always about the Blazman Yaakov that. It's here, Barry. What do you want to say?
Kavanaki.
Mishnah, so thank you. Thank you both. Abishnaim, Aydem Yukum Dover, both Barry and Brother Shai. Mishnah, Shablaz Ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. Whatever he said was relatively short and small. In other words, we don't find Shablaz Ben Yaakov on a daily basis. So compared to Chweis Rav and Shmuel and Abaye Verova and Bisham and Basil, he's not as prominent throughout Shas. It's Kav, Fenoki, whatever he said was always very, very clean. And that's why almost always we paskin like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And we've spoken in the past that there's a Rosh, that's, I think it's Masechtas Erevin, Perek Dalet, if I'm not mistaken, says that the reason why it says Kav Enoki, because he is quoted 102 times in Shas. Kav is Megematria 102. Anyway, so Blizman ben Yaakov was no small potatoes, Rabbi Isai. And he allowed this summa to sit above him. And Avdali Parnosa, the acre, what happened was, as when everybody came by and they saw the tremendous cover that Blizman ben Yaakov was giving for that summa, they all wrote out generous checks. And therefore, this summa went home with a lot of money. Omaloin, so he said to the population, Mau hachein, I've never had this before. All the shteitach that I go to, I'm happy if I get $100 in a good day. And here I made up $500 today. How is this possible? Amr Leisa, they told him, you didn't see, but Reb Elazar ben Yaakov yosel l'ram yinoch. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov especially went and demoted himself and sat below you. V'tzoli aloi hadot tzelusa. When this poor blind person heard that, he put together the following text of a bracha. Ata, you, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, kemalta chesed, you performed such a wonderful chesed, leman demischami v'loy chami, for the person that can be seen but cannot see, dein de chami v'loy mischami, the one above a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who sees and cannot be seen, yigmul yasa chesed, he should go and return the favor to you and bestow chesed upon you. So it says, this summa by Rabbi Yishya Rabba, from that story, by Rabbi Yisman Yaakov, I learned the text of my own bracha that I gave you. Okay, now the next Shikul Gemara is going to shake us up a little bit, because the Gemara is going to tell us now about priorities in giving tzedakah. So Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina and Rabbi Yishya have metailen be'ilen k'nishta delud. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yishya, maybe this is Rabbi Yishya Rabba that we had before, they were walking together among the shuls in the town of Lud. Look in all of these shuls, you'll see there's a big plaque in the name of my father or my fathers, that they were sheker. They went and buried a lot of money in these shuls, buried in a very positive sense. Look how they were so philanthropic, and they give so much money for these beautiful edifices, these beautiful shuls. Amalei, so Raboishi responded, Kam nefashis shik avisecha kan. You know what? They buried a lot of nefashis in these buildings. Lehavi is b'nei nash to yilin b'araisa. Meaning that instead of going and buying and building these beautiful edifices, these nice shiny shuls with the stained glass windows, it would have been better that you should go and give the money to aniyim, and particularly those at the yilin b'araisa, those that are hoigim b'toira, that they are talmid chum, that are learning Torah. They need the money so badly, instead of making these beautiful, beautiful edifices for synagogues. And the Gemara tells us something similar of Ovid Elain Taraya, the Sidra. He went and gave a lot of money for the Sheorim, Taraya the Sheorim. Those are the gates. In other words, when you came into the big shul, whatever, there was a big sign that this gate was donated by Rav Ovid. Asur Mana Lagabay, Rav Mana came to him, Amalei. Chamim, my avdus, look what I have done. Look at this beautiful shower that I made. Amalei, he told him, I'm not impressed. It says in the pasuk, "V'yishkach Yisrael es oiseyo v'even hecholois." Klal Yisrael forgot their maker, in other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they forgot the main purpose of tzedakah, to go and serve and help out the poor. V'even hecholois, instead of that, they went and built up these beautiful edifices. Yeah, it's really nice. It looks like a tower. It's gorgeous. But Lehav Barnash, Bnei Nash, Tehillim Beiraisa, didn't you have among you Aniyim who are Osek Betoira? They need the money. You have to go and divert your charitable interest in a different direction than you have until now. Give it for the poor, give it for the Talmid Chachamim. Don't go and build with it these beautiful shuls. So to more about it. Tony, now you could put two dots over here because we're starting a brand new shtickle. This goes back on the second part of the Mishnah. Remember, in the Mishnah we said that the two lishochais, one lishka was lishkas chashoin, and that's why we had this whole discussion about tzedakah until now. And then there was that lishkas bedek habayis, or lishkas hakelim, I should say. Now what was lishkas hakelim? Remember, the Mishnah said that if a person donated kelim into the Beis Hamikdash, they put it into that lishka, and every 30 days the gizbarim would open up the lishka and decide, do we need these kelim? Leave them. If we don't need this kelim, they would sell them. But what did they do with the proceeds? It was for bedek habayis. So the Gemara in the Havamina says this would seem to be at odds with another brayser or mishnah that we learned. Third line from the top, Tani, we learned, Kod she mizbeach mitzien es roi lehen, mi kod she bedek habayis. What happens if you have a given year where the machzis hashekel was not enough to cover all of the karbonos, and we need more money for the karbonos? So if you have extra funds in the bedek habayis, then the Gizbarim, the Bedek Habayis, would give funds, hand them over to the Gizbarim for the Kodesh and Mizbeach to be able to use for Karbonos. But not the other way around. So Tani, Kodesh and Mizbeach, if they didn't have enough funds, Moitzinus or Roilehen, we go and take out whatever is appropriate, be Kodesh Bedek Habayis, from the Lishka of the Bedek Habayis. But ain't Kodesh Bedek Habayis, what happens if the Bedek Habayis is short on funds? We will not take to cover the shortfall from the Lishka, which supplies funds for the Karbanos. Frank Dimara, so what you're telling me is that at times they use the Bedek Habayis funds for Kodesh Mizbeach. But Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah, Klisha Motsu Boi Tzorech LeBedek Habayis Menichan Oysoi. If the Bedek Habayis people needed the Kli, they kept it. Vashar, whatever they didn't need, Nimkarim the main Niplin Noiflin the Bedek Habayis. So it sounds like that these monies could only be used for the Bedek Habayis, and they cannot be used for any other purpose, including the Kodesh Mizbeach. Is the Shver, because we just got finished saying that if the Kodesh Mizbeach was short on funds, we would take some funds from the Kodesh Bedek Habayis. Amar Reb Chizkiah, nay, Kenya Masis, the Mishnah is fine, because our Mishnah is telling us Lishkas Bedek Habayis. We're not talking about the ultimate usage of the funds. What we're saying is, where would the funds go initially? That if they didn't need the kelim, they sold the kelim. Where did they put the proceeds? They put the proceeds in the lishka of the Bedek Habayis. What did they use the funds in the Lishka's Bedek Abayis for? Well, 99% of the time they use it for Bedek Abayis, for repair and maintenance. But in case there was a rare situation where there was a shortage of funds to go and buy Kachim Mizbeach, and the Hanami, the Gaboyim, the Gizbarim of the Lishka's Bedek Abayis would go and give funds for the Mizbeach. But that doesn't change the status and the character of the Lishka. The Lishka's a Lishka's Bedek Abayis. If they needed extra funds, then they would take some of the funds and send them over to the Lishka for the Kachim Mizbeach. Okay, Hadloch Perek Elohim Mamunim. We start a brand new Perek. Yes, Brother Shai, you have a question?
Yeah, we knew that the leftover
Shari Lishka.
Lishka that would go for all sorts of repairs and other purposes.
It's true. Our Gemara is talking about the Kachim Mizbeach, the money that is being used for the Kachim Mizbeach. In other words, money inside the Kupa, which we need at this time in the Kupa for the Kabbanis. Even though the Bedek Abayis people say, sorry, but we need monies right now, we would not give them from the Kachim Mizbeach. If there's money left over in the Lishka, yeah, you can go and take from the Shiari Lishka. But not for the money inside the Kupa, which at the moment is being designated and used for the Kachim Mizbeach. Dr. Mishnah. That we talked about all of these monies for the Lishka. The Mishnah tells us that there were 13 pushkis altogether, and every pushka had the shape of a shofar. We've had this before, and the Gemara is going to tell us why it had that shape. 13 altogether. Our Mishnah does not tell us what the function of the 13 pushkis was or were, but Me'atshim, we're going to talk about that in another couple of days, and Daf Yud Ches is going to be a Mishnah that's going to tell us what the 13 were designated for. But since we mentioned the shofarot, we go off a little bit on a tangent, and we talk about two other 13s that you had in the base. Maybe she had shloisha aser shulchanos, 13 shulchanos, and shloisha esrei hishtachavos, and 13 places where they would bow. And why did they have the 13 shulchanos and the 13 bows? We're going to talk about that as well in the forthcoming Mishnayos. But before we get off the topic of the 13 hishtachavos, the Mishnah tells us not everybody agreed that there were 13, because in fact, Shulbeis Rav Gamliel, Shulbeis Rav Hanan, Yiskana Kehanim, Hoyu Mishtachven, Ba'arba Esrei, they would go and bow down in 14 separate places in the Beis Hamikdash. The rank and file bow down 13 Ishtachavois. Rav Gamliel and Beis Hanania, they would go and bow down 14 times. Ve'eichon Hoisi Yaseira, which one was the additional one over and above the 13? Oh, Kenegedira Eitzim. When they would pass by the Lishkasa Eitzim, that was a special chamber where they had the wood that was used on the Marocha. And as we'll see here in the Mishnah, and we'll see in the Gemara, that they were special Kehanim. Typically, they were Kehanim Bali Mumin that could not do the service. They couldn't do the Avoida because the Bal Mum is disqualified from doing the Avoida. But what did they do? What did they do in the Beis Hamikdash? They had the menial job, if you will. It's an important job, but it doesn't rise to the level of avoda. They would go and check and inspect all of the eitzim to make sure that there were no worms. So we had the dira eitzim, and now when Reb Gamliel or the Beis Rebbe Chananya Skana Kahana would pass by, they would go and bow down in the direction of that dira eitzim. Why? She came Mesoidas Biyodan, Miyavisayim, they had a Mesoidah, Sheshama Orain Nignas, that beneath the Dira Eitzim, the Orain was buried. And in fact, Mas B'Koyin Echad Shem Misasik, there was one Koyin who was busy checking out the wood and checking for worms. For Osa Ritzpa, she Mishun Mechavrisei. He looked down at the tiles on the floor and he said, hey, this is strange. This tile is a little bit higher or lower or to the side compared to all the other tiles of the marble, the rocks, whatever there on the that were tiled on the floor of that Dira Eitzim. Bavi Amla Chaver, he told his Chaver, Yanko, come on over. Look, this is so strange. The Ritzvah is not flat over here. But Hispik Ligam Samari didn't have a chance to go and actually show that part of the Dira Eitzim to his Chaver, Achiyata Nishmosoi, until he passed away. In other words, he passed away on the spot. The Yodu, and then they knew Beicha, they knew for sure Shishamba Orin Gonus. Until now, they only had suspicions. But because of this Masa Shahoya, they said, oh, this is convincing evidence that the Orain is buried here beneath the Dira Eitzim. And because we talked about the location of the hidden Aron. Remember that there was no Aron in the second Beis Hamikdash, only in the first Beis Hamikdash. Second Beis Hamikdash, there were five things which were missing, and one of them was the Aron. And therefore the Aron was gonus underneath the Dira Eitzim, according to our Mishnah. But we'll see Mitchum in the Gemara, in fact, that this is going to be a Machlekes. So, Gemara, we spoke about the Sheforis. Today we learned the Braisa Sheforis, Halolu Akumois, Hayu. They were, in a sense, crooked. Tzoris Milmalan, they were narrow at the top. Rechovis Milmata, and they were wide at the bottom. They are Ramon, so that people should put money in the Pushka. They shouldn't take money out of the Pushka. That's why this interesting shape, like a shofar, big on one side, small on the other side. Okay, let's talk about the Aron now. Tani b'shem Reb Lezer or Reb Lezer, Aron goli imoin lebavel. When the Klal Yisrael was sent into Babel after the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent with them the Aron to Babel. My time, how do I know? It says in the Pasuk, Yivaser Dover Omer Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says nothing will be left over. Lo Yivaser, it won't be left over. What's this Dover? In Dover Elosh Ad Dibrois Lesoichai. The Dover is a reference to the Dibrois, Aseret Dibrois, which of course were inside an Aron. And therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yivaser Dover, nothing will be left behind. Not even the Aron. The Aron was also going to go into Golis, into Babel. That's why it's in the pasuk. Chuvas Hashana, Sholach Hamelech Nebuchadnezzar, Viviehu Bavela, Im Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. The Nebuchadnezzar took the other things together with the Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. What is Ezel Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem? Zeh HaOrein. So we see that the Nebuchadnezzar Taka took the Orin into Golas. Reb Shimon Lakish Oimer, the Mekoymai Haya Orin Nignas. No. The Orin is inside the Beis Hamikdash. It is beneath the Kodesh Kedoshim, where it was standing all the years. It was standing, of course, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it got swallowed up beneath the Kodesh Kedoshim in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what was Nignas. How do I know? Hado d'chsim k'sen d'pos v'yarichu ha'badim v'yiro rashi ha'badim el ha'kodesh el p'nei ha'dvir v'lo yiro ha'chutza. And now we're missing some crucial words in the Pasuk, and that's the base of the Hagoy Segra. And if you have the Torah Ore Shalom, you have it down below in Oiz Dalit, where Oiz Dalit says, "V'liro ha'chutza v'yiu sham ad hayoyim hazeh." So we're talking about the Ore, and it's a v'yirichu abadim. The badim were elongated; they were stretched out. V'yiro roshi abadim alakodesh. You could see them apnei advir. V'liro ha'chutza, but you couldn't see them. And then the pasuk says, "V'yiu sham," and they were there ad hayoyim hazeh until today. So the Gemara from the that it says Vayu Shamad Yom Hazeh tells you that the Aron is there even today, even many years later. I don't see it because it's beneath the surface; it's down below. So that's the Rabbi Mekoymo Yenignas. But the Gemara wants to know Lucharei the Steer. Here it says Vayiro, you could see the Rashi Abadim, and here it says Veloy Yiro. So this is a famous Gemara. Zok Gemara Yiro Vatamis Lo Yiro. Elanirin, Veloinirin. You could see them, but you couldn't see them. Both of the Yoitzim Kishnei, Dadheo Isha, that the two Badim were sticking out of the Peroiches. It looked like a woman that you had the two Dadim on top, like the chest, and therefore that was, you couldn't actually see the Badim, but you can go and see the protrusions of the Badim through the Peroiches. Of course, this Gemara is always very, very troubling. You're talking about the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're talking about the Peroiches, you're talking about the Aron, and then you're medamet to Shnei Dad the Isha. So the Mefarshim say this is not as surprising as it might sound, because this is based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we just laid now on Shabbos. What does it say in Shir HaShirim? Tzror Hamor Doidili Bein Shodai Yolin. So in this beautiful song of Shir HaShirim, which as we know on the surface sounds like a love song, but Chazal tell us it's Kodesh Kedoshim, this is the Holy of Holies, this Shir HaShirim. So it's describing the love relationship between Kaviyachol and Rabbeinu Shlom and Klal Yisrael. So you see it says, Tzor Hamor Doidi Li, Doidi is referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, Bein Shodai Olin, he's as if he's lying together with Klal Yisrael in a very, very close and intimate way, because that is our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's one reason we see the Dadi Isha, but there's another reason as well, and this is brought by the Arugas HaBoisem. Arugas HaBoisem today is well known because that was a Tzelem Aruv, but this is Arugas HaBoisem of a Friyadika, of a previous generations, and this Arugas HaBoisem said that the words Shnei Badei, the Shnei Badei Orain, Those are the exact same letters as Bein Shaddai. The Shnei Badei, that Shnei Badei Orein, are the same letters as Bein Shaddai. If you take, for instance, the word Badei, take off the Beis, and put the Shin from Shnei Badei, the two Badei, the two poles, take off the Shin and add it to the Dai of Shnei Badei, then you have Shaddai. Now you take the Beis and add it to the Nun and the Yud of the Shnei, and then you come up instead with Bein. Instead of Shnei, it's Bein. So it's just, you are interchanging and reversing some of the letters. The letters are exactly the same, just in slightly different order. Petit Bein, the Shnei Badai, and the Shnei Shaddai. Bein Shaddai. Yes?
In the first case of Mikdash, we didn't have a curtain, we had a wall. I understand the second base of Mikdash, this would happen, but in the first base of Mikdash, which is being described here, it wasn't a curtain, it was a wall, wasn't it?
No, your point is well taken. I was thinking of the same. I don't know exactly the answer. Your question is good, because in the first base of Mikdash, it was taka wall. Second base of Mikdash was a paroiches. Perhaps this is referring to the times of the Mishkan, because in the times of the Mishkan, there was no wall there. There was just a paroiches. And the Torah describes it in the binyan of the Mishkan, that the Paroichos was on these four amudim holding it up. So it could be that that's the reference at that time. Because you're right, in the first base of Mikdash there was a wall, the second base of Mikdash there was a curtain, the second base of Mikdash did not have an aron. So yeah, that's what you have to say. I'm talking about the Mishkan times. Rabbanan Amri, Belishkas Dira Eitzim Hoya Aron Gonus. The Rabbanan say, no, it wasn't in the, like we just finished saying, in the Kodesh Kadoshim or beneath the Kodesh Kadoshim, but rather it was Lishkas Dira Eitzim, like we had in our Mishnah. And now we repeat basically the same story from the Mishnah. Mas Mekoyin Echad Balmum Sheyoyimin Mafatzel Eitzim Lishkas Dira Eitzim. Mafatzel means he was kind of cleaning it, removing the bark, and you know, trying to make sure that there were no worms there, inspecting it. The Ro'as Aritzpa Shei Mishtana Mechaviseri. So that part of one of the tiles was kind of out of place. Take a look. Whoa, this looks so interesting. They knew from that time and on that the Aron is taka there, not in the Kodesh Kadoshim, not in Bavel, but beneath the Dir Ha'etzim. Tani Rav Oishia, Hikish Alev Bekordis, Viyotis Eish V'Sarfasei. Rav Oishia adds another dramatic detail to the story. It wasn't just that he pointed out, or he wanted to point out to one of his chaverim where the tile was strange and different than all the other tiles, but rather he wanted to go and fix it. So he took a cornice, he took some sort of a hammer or whatever, and he started banging on it, and unfortunately fire came out and Nebuch burned the person. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Amar. Beis Aroinus Hayim Ahalchin Yisrael Bamidbar. He says that there were two Aroinus altogether. One of them which had the Aseret HaTimbris in, that's the regular second Luchais, as well as the Sefer Torah. The Acher, or Echad Shehoyu Shivrei Luchais, the Sunah B'Soichai. There was a second one that had the Shivrei Luchais. So Shehoyis HaTorah in the Sunah B'Soichai, Yamun HaPoil Moed. The one that had the regular Luchais in the Sefer Torah, that was in the Beis HaMikdash at all times. Hadod Echsiv, Varoin Bris HaShem HaMoish, L'Imosh HaMikirah HaMachana. They didn't move. They always remained in the same spot, in the same place. The second one, that was a traveling Aroin, and particularly was taken into battle, Chas V'Shom, if there was ever a war, it was taken to the battlefield, and at times it was viewed, it was seen. Most of the times it was subtle, it was kind of covered up, even when they took it into battle, but sometimes it was seen. Rabbanan Amri and Rabbanan respectfully disagree, and they say, there was only one Aron. One time they took it into battle in the times of Eli, and we know what happened. V'nishban, of course, it was captured, and then it took a long time until it got back into Jewish hands, and all types of calamities happened, as it says all in Tanakh. So we have now a machlok between Rabbanan and between Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish as to whether it was one Aron or two Aronis. The Gemara brings now three or four psukim to bring rayas lekan ulekan. Zutimar, Rabban Amri Aron Echad Hoya. Upam Achas Yotzim Me'el. Oh, we just said that. Okay, Kariya Mesailu Rabbanan. We have a psukim that bring a rayas to Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, Oy Lono Miyatzilena Miyadu Elekim Moadinim Mo'elim. These are the Pelishtim speaking. They saw the Aron And they said, who's going to go and save us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's represented by this Arai? Mila delechomun min yomeyan. This is something that they had never seen in their lives, because that's what we said, there was only one Arai that normally stayed in its place. Only one time it came out at the times of Eli. So when they heard about it, when they saw it, who's going to go and save us from this terrible Mi'adu Lekim Adir Ma'ele? Is the Chasimin Mila a matter, a thing, Lecham and Yemeh, that never seen before? Because it was only one Orain, there were not two Orainis. If there were two Orainis, then the second one was a traveling one, you'd see it all the time. Kari Yemesayel Rebutim and Lachim. We're going to bring a Rai to Rebutim and Lachim. There were two Orainis. Vayimashol Le'achia, Hagisha Orainu Lekim. He said, why don't you bring close the Orainu Lekim? Frank Timura. He said, Tachia, bring Aron al Kib. But like Aron be Kiryas Yoram Haya. The Aron was at a different place altogether in Kiryas Yoram. So Oy Bazoi said, how is he telling the Shaul, saying, Tachia, go and bring the Aron? Aron was in a different place. Everything, Mar Ma'avdalei Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon do with that pasuk that suggests that there were two separate Aronis? So tomorrow, the Rabbanon say, Hakisha Elai Hatzitz. That this Orain that he was saying, bring the Orain Alekim, he didn't mean the Orain in which they had the Luchais and Sefer Torah. That was Takin Kirisi Orain. What he was talking about is taking a second Orain that had in it the tzitz and some of the Bigde Kodesh and Bigde Kahuna. He says, bring those. That's a different type of Orain, not the Orain that we normally refer to. Even today, Shlomo, who's on the phone, can tell us in Eretz Yisrael, the word Aron is not only used for an Aron Kodesh, it's used also for a dresser, right? You have your clothing in the aron. Now, Zokti Morakari Masayler Abiyudim and Lakish have another Rai from a Pasuk Rebbe and Lakish. It says, Oron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda Yoishvin b'Sukkos. The Oron was in Sukkos. Sukkos, the Gemara is assuming like a sukkah, as you'll see in a moment. Right, Gemara. The Oron was in Sukkos. The Oron b'Tzion, it was in Yerushalayim, but wasn't in Sukkos. So Timur is in Chasimim that there were two separate Aroinis, one in the Sukkos and one in Yerushalayim. What did the Rabbanan do with that pasuk? They say, what they're talking about is, that is not talking about a real Sukkah, and it's not talking about the place Sukkos, but he just means to say that since the Oroin is in a, is not in its correct place, because the Beis HaMikdash has not been built yet, so therefore it's in a temporary abode like a sukkah. That's what he's saying. Ma'abnei Rabbanan, Tzchach Shil Kikiro. He's saying that the ceiling or the roof over where the Oren is, Adayim Leniv, it's only like a tzchach form, it's only a temporary place, because the Beis HaMikdash has not been built. But Emet Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the Oren will be put into the Beis HaMikdash, and shortly Emet Hashem, when the Beis HaShlishi will be rebuilt, then we're going to install the Aron once again. We'll take the Aron from either under the Kodesh Kodashim, or from the Dira Eitzim, or from Bavel, wherever it is, and we will celebrate the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Any questions?
One question?
Yes.
It was on the beginning of the Gemara. We talked about bringing an Ayo, we talked about bringing a Kevis, a Kivsa, a Stira.
No Seira. Just the two Kvasim and one Kivsa.
I'm sorry. Under what circumstances would you Shlamim? Is this a Shlamim? Is there any other Korban you bring a Rachel except a Shlamim?
I didn't hear the full question. Are you asking about the Rachela in the Gemara? The Rachel?
Yeah, when would you bring a Rachel? Just as a Shlamim?
Shlamim, correct. Shlamim was both a Zachar or an Akeva. Every Shlom was either Zachar or Nekeva. An Oila had to be Dafka Zachar, but Shlom could be either one, and it could be any min. It could be Bakar, it could be Tzayin, it could be Izim, any age, any one of those three minim. Okay. Rabbi Yisamitchim, tomorrow I hope to be at Rabbi Voim Shul, and therefore we're going to start a few minutes after davening, so we'll start hopefully around 7:40, and Amir Hashem, maybe 7:42, depending how quickly the minion goes. Hope to see all of you tomorrow. Zagi Bench, have a wonderful day and a good Zimmer, a good summer to all of you. I hope you all had very rewarding and fulfilling Yom Tov and uplifting Yom Tov, and that should continue to uplift us for a long time to come. Well, to all of you. Thank you for joining.